This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Against the Cavaliers in the East, trying to get to the finals. Speaking of rolling on, things keep ticking in Washington. Trump tweets about classified info, and of course now some are saying that's coming back to haunt him. Did he do the unthinkable? Was it really classified information? We'll talk about it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and a great Mother's Day, as I know so many celebrated with their mothers or thinking of their mothers or wives and children. And it's just a great celebration, I think, for a lot of people, no matter how Mother's Day hits you. Joining us now from Washington, D.C. is Justin Duckham. Justin, how was your Mother's Day?
It was fine. Unfortunately, my mother was in Oregon. I'm in D.C., so about 3,000 miles between us, but I gave her a phone call, sent her flowers, and she's actually coming here next week to D.C. just to, visit. So going to get some family time in that.
Well, hey, flowers and a phone call are good. Most mothers would say as long as they call, because that's the whole thing. It's about the conversation more than anything else. But flowers. I don't know if you realize this, but it's the number one flower-giving day of the entire year.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, sure, fine, but, for this one, if you mess up that, there's a whole nother level of guilt that comes with, missing Mother's Day flowers, so not surprised.
Exactly. Is Washington in mourning over the Wizards losing against the Boston Celtics? It was in Boston, but, hey, the Wizards, people were talking about, even people who weren't big sports fans.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, it's D.C. sports. It's expected. Mourning's probably not the best word to describe it. This is pretty much just expectations. So I'm not necessarily surprised. I'm not a big Nats fan. They're kind of my go-to team, and every 2 years we get to the postseason. But then it gets to that point, and take me out to the ball game. Everyone just kind of acknowledges, if they don't win, it's expected. So there you go.
Hey, this year the Nationals have a great chance. Bryce Harper just signing that big contract. We'll have to talk on my sports show. But the sport of politics, you and I cover that, and we have been for a while. You have been. I obviously do, too. And we talk about Trump and his tweets all the time. So now you got people slamming Trump on saying that he's revealed classified information to the Russians and then was tweeting things out. What's that about?
It's just a strange day in D.C., and it has, again, just kind of overshadowed the Comey story. We had this Washington Post story coming out at about 5 o'clock today that essentially detailed the meeting that Trump had with the two Russian officials last week. Apparently, in that meeting, he gave some information about the great intelligence he receives, according to the words that were used by him in the article. And then he started to detail a potential terror plot. The issue with that, however, was that was information that came from a partner nation that did not authorize that to be given to the Russians. Apparently was of the highest level of classification and could even, theoretically be used to track who exactly gave that information and who was the, human intelligence source for the U.S. So that has caused a huge commotion here. The White House has given a pretty forceful pushback. At around 7 o'clock today, I had to rush back to the, West Wing to get a brief statement from H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, who didn't take questions but told reporters that the story, as reported, is false. Wouldn't say exactly what was false. Said what did not happen, but apparently none of that was actually in the Washington Post story. So a very kind of strange denial coming from the White House and from some other officials that doesn't necessarily really clear up what exactly took place in that closed-door meeting.
Wow, just goes to show you, you are like a baseball player. You're always on the clock because there's no time limit for games. And the game we're talking about here in D.C., centering around the White House, too, again, the White House, speaking of Comey, which you brought up, they won't say whether there's Comey tapes, whether they've got these tapes on Comey and what was said and all that. Spicer apparently shut those questions down when he was asked. He refused to say whether or not the president would comply with congressional requests to produce the recordings.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if you're denying the existence of the tapes or if you're not talking about that. But Spicer drew a line in the sand today and essentially said he's not going to address anything related to the tweets. So that includes, questions over how can you assure members of the administration that their conversations aren't being recorded and won't be used against them. Spicer's response to that was, the president has nothing more to say on this issue. As you mentioned, there have been some Democrats who have requested the administration to supply the tapes if they actually exist. When asked if the administration would comply hypothetically, again, Spicer just said that the president has nothing else to add to that issue. So there are some big lingering questions there that the White House just does not seem willing to answer, despite the fact that this is something that is just continuing to raise some pretty intense speculation as to what exactly Trump was trying to indicate in his tweet against Comey.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And then Michelle Obama made a little news. She slammed the president's school lunch plan, saying that the kids are going to eat what she called crap.
that hasn't, I'll be fair, hasn't gotten as much attention in Washington, D.C. But, this was something that Michelle Obama took seriously. This was a very sort of key achievement that she had as first lady in the White House is something that she took on. Obesity obviously is a major crisis for children and for, radio correspondents who are calling into your show at 12:06, but mainly for children. And this was something that, she pointed out as a major public health crisis and, really took some strong efforts to push back against. So I'm not surprised to see that being rolled back because there really isn't any good reason for that. It continues to be an issue, and it seems more like just sort of a political move to try to wipe away the past rather than, a concrete policy move.
Yeah. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. So, see, it's interesting. He gave you a glimpse of what it's like to be a Washington correspondent, how he had to come back. There's breaking news, something happens, whatever it is, whether it was the conversation over the intel and the president at the State Department or if it's at the White House or wherever it is, that's part of what happens in Washington, D.C. Coming up on America Tonight, hacking, ransomware, North Korea. Do they have anything in common? Oh, I hope nobody listening to this show has been part of what happened with that whole horrible attack last week. There are so many on themselves locked out, shut down, and just about out of patience trying to figure out what's going on. And it was a massive, massive cybersecurity breach, period. Not, just kind of all over the place, especially Europe. We'll connect the dots on the flip side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Ransomware, malware, what does it all mean? Ransomware means that it is insane that people pay money to get their, basically, access to their computer back. Ransomware attacks are just ridiculous, and they're on the rise. And, you know, it's crazy. There just was that global cyber attack, and it's not a shock. It's something that we fight every single day. We've had so many people on this show to talk about it. We got another one coming up later this week who, boy, he scared me when I had a chat with him a couple of weeks ago in Florida. And his name is Sean Henry. So we'll talk to him about, you know, the whole cyber attack and what do you do and how aware are you, I think, is the main thing over the possibilities of what can happen. And he says to him that is really the scariest thing, that people and companies still don't take it seriously enough. That it's, oh, that's just another thing we got to pay for or worry about, but you really do have to worry about it. So it's not so much about, oh, gosh, you know, that's something else that we have to fight. It's something that you definitely have to fight. And as all of us know, Sean Henry, of course, is with CrowdStrike. And And, boys, all of us, as all of us know, once your computer goes down, it is really like you've lost your access to the world, isn't it? Because it's, well, especially if it's an email hack, if it's just complete takeover of the computer. So, you know, here's what happened. On Sunday, the union reps for Renault Auto Plant in France got text messages from the management. They told the workers to stay home the next day. The company was dealing with fallout from a global hack that hit thousands of businesses, and their factory was going to be shut down. And it was first detected before the weekend. The company's technicians tried to access the damage. They rebooted systems. They cleaned. They did everything you can do. Universities, hospitals, businesses all over the world. Hacked. It's locked up at least 200,000 machines since last week. How much data did they lose? What if their systems aren't safe anymore? What if they're not? And then here's the thing. At one of their operations, they found a demand in French for $300 worth of Bitcoin ransom for a threat over to erase data. I guess they decided not to pay. So India also got slammed with it. And it is just a daily battle. A daily battle. In Germany, the hackers' ransom demands popped up over the weekend on the screens of ticket vending machines of Deutsche Bahn, the national railway. The technicians were still trying to remove the malware, and some vending machine screens were displaying plain text advising travelers to get information elsewhere. Oh. And they kept trying to tell people, listen, this has no effect on the trains, no effect. Then there was two of the biggest institutes of higher education learning in China that were hacked into, a movie theater chain in South Korea, Hitachi and Nissan in Japan. And a lot of the companies just scrambled to say, listen, we're fine, we're up and running. The malware used by the attackers, what security people are saying, was not the current standard of ransomware, but something a little bit different. It had instructions for ways to pay by Bitcoin, and even examples of people who paid and regained access to their data, and those who did not. Wow. Isn't that just crazy? It is crazy to think of it. It really, really is. Now, on Monday, Robert Iger, Disney's chief executive, told employees at a town hall meeting in New York that hackers had contacted the company to claim access to one of its unreleased movies and demands a ransom. He said he wouldn't identify the film. He said that Disney is not paying and had not been working with federal investigators to resolve it. So did the movie fall into hackers' hands? Who knows? That's a weird wrinkle in everything, isn't it? But this is the problem of these attacks. And especially the ransomware, too, is just as convoluted and crazy. We had a friend of the show, Robert Siciliano, who you sometimes see on the Today Show. He's come on many, many times. And I had an email hack, gosh, maybe about 2 years ago. And he was the first person to call me. He said, get to your computer right now. Because he knew what had happened. He knew that I was in trouble and I was going to have to switch passwords. And, you know, who knows what they're stealing on your emails and what they're looking for. And then it is pretty crippling once your email is snapped, because how many people save whatever it is on their email? Even if you may have it, I know somebody who prints everything off because they feel like even if you've sent it to other places, what if everything was completely hacked into? You would still have access to certain business emails or whatever it is that you need. It really is a shame, isn't it, that some scumbags get away with that, but that's criminal activity that pays, where you can hide in the shadows and not get caught for the most part, unless you're unlucky. Honestly. But it's no fun when you're on the receiving end of a cyber attack, and especially this whole Bitcoin ransomware deal. I mean, the criminal links are out there and they're hunting them down, but it just doesn't help people who are cut off and who need access, or companies that are cut off. Just, it's just not there. So the U.S. in this case really dodged a very, very big bullet by not being in that Friday massive global attack. Thousands of computers from Taiwan to the United Kingdom, etc., were just slammed. A few companies in the United States, very few. So luck, software updates, I guess that helps. When that software update comes up on your computer, do it. And part of that is the reason is to try to search for potential threats. And, you know, the WannaCry ransomware takes advantage of flaws in unpatched copies of versions of Windows, especially Windows XP. So anybody still running and operating that, yeah, it's not good. Microsoft stopped supporting it 3 years ago. I ran into that situation and I had to get out of it. So, because I was too vulnerable to an attack. And they used a patch to fix it on March 14th or so. But a lot of people didn't install it. And ransomware has been around for a while. It's been around for over a dozen years, well over a dozen years. But unlike your typical ransomware hacks, they require you to open an email attachment or click on an advertisement that contains the malicious software. And the WannaCry hack appears to transmit itself without the user doing anything. Yeah, you want to cry. You want to cry when you hit it. So lesson learned, right? Do not click on emails from anybody or anything that you're not aware of. Numbers next.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Positive numbers, some not so great. How about this? Do you think this will work for McDonald's? They did a smart thing by bringing back breakfast all day long. Yay! And I think it really did boost a lot of the bottom lines of the franchises for a while, but then people get used to that. So McDonald's is trying a couple new sandwiches, and they're already on the menu. You might have already seen them. Pico guacamole, sweet barbecue bacon, and maple bacon Dijon. Crispy chicken, 100% beef quarter pound patty, or artesian grilled chicken. It is the chain's launch of what they call signature crafted recipe line. A little more upscale. So, I don't know. Do you want upscale when you go to McDonald's? You know, there's a thing about branding. And I get it, right? You get competition. You get these hybrid things. But when you see the golden arches, what do you think of? And we all know about, oh, yes, this is terrible, and the fries are petrified. But when you want the fries, you want the fries. You want the salty fries. You want the milkshake. You want the Big Mac. And I get it, because they're trying to get a wider range of customers, so people who are willing to pay, you know, $5, a little over $5 for these crafted signature sandwiches. I don't know. How do you make that kind of leap, though? A fancier sandwich. So if 70% of their business comes through the drive-thru, I don't see how that's going to help, because the average check is like $5 to $6, so with the soda and everything else. If they know those numbers, if I own a franchise and 70% of my business, like everyone else's, is coming through the drive-through, and the average person is spending like $6, maybe more, if they have a whole fleet of people with them, I'm going to say I don't really want to have these sandwiches, because I think it's going to, I think it's just going to, it's value. It's about value. It's going to slow down the process. And the sandwiches might be great. So that's the only way they would take off, is if the conversation started to be about how incredible these sandwiches were. So, like, why go to Panera or why go to wherever? Because, hey, it is McDonald's, but you wouldn't believe what they have. I don't know that I hear people saying that. So that the number to me is a confusing number. I'm a franchise owner. I'm sticking with what I know brings people in. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to change. How about this sad news for the people who work for Ford, or some of them anyway? They announced plans to cut 10% of their global workforce. They've been under pressure from the board of directors and from shareholders in the last couple of days to show that their strategic plan is working, as the U.S. industry sales begin to decline for the first time in 7 years. Ford's profits sank 35% during the first quarter, so that's not good. $1.6 billion as higher costs for warranties, recalls, materials, all that eats into the profits. And what is the board for? What are the shareholders for? So that means more people get cut, and that's, so they have to, they belt tighten, but it's not great for the people who work there. Ah, sorry, we got to cut 10% of our workforce. Let's move on to something else. This is an interesting, I think, number that I saw. This shuffle that's underway at LAX. The Los Angeles airport's one of the biggest, well, it's one of our bigger airports. And this, what they're calling the shuffle, is the largest in airport history. And what does that mean? So, the clock at Los Angeles International Airport Terminal 3 shows the time is after midnight. There aren't very many people after midnight running around, buzzing around, trying to get somewhere. So you'll see maybe a baggage cart somewhere off in the distance. Rush hour, it's crazy, insane. It's like a sprawling suburban city. Well, city and then suburbs out in the other regions. So here's what they're trying to do. They're relocating. They're shifting. Delta Airlines moves from its current home in 5 and 6 to new spaces in 2 and 3 terminals. Delta alone will take 3 separate nights to complete it. It's a multi-billion dollar upgrade, there's your big number, and investment plan at the airport. So they've had these relocations at LAX, and they're trying to streamline where the jets are coming out of. And they say it's the largest relocation of its kind in U.S. aviation history. It began about a year ago when it was clear that the airline had run out of space to grow, meaning Delta. 100% over the last 6 years, more than any other airline in L.A. 16 gates. So they were at a breaking point. They had to do something. So because of that, the whole place gets re-racked. Delta's moving around, so we all have to be relocated, or some of us anyway. And they say the final move comes on May 16. It'll be the largest. But each night, the job has to be done before the first flights leave. So that's like 4 to 6 hours to complete each phase of the move. Man, I can just tell you this. Strong coffee. Because they got a lot of people shuffling around trying to make that happen. And they're calling it that, the LAX shuffle, to let people know that's what's happening should they fly in somehow or get stuck or whatever and see all this nonsense. And that's why they're doing it in the middle of the night. Because during, are you kidding, during the day? Can you imagine that? Trying to shuffle the gates? Of course, that's an impossibility. It's a definite impossibility. But I love that it's like people movers all over the place in the middle of the night. That'd be great to see a time-lapsed photo of what's happening in the middle of the night there. The wee hours. Be very, very cool. All right, I'm so tired of these people finding these awesome, incredible finds in Arkansas. And you know what I'm going to talk about, the crater of Diamond State Park. A woman found a 2.65 carat diamond in the park. Mm-hmm. Victoria Brodsky visited the crater of Diamonds National Park in Arkansas, found that. And that was within 10 minutes of starting a treasure hunt. Yeah, 10 minutes. Oh, let's look at this. Let me bend over. How many people have walked by? Ah, there it is. And you know what? There, once you have it, you know, someone will pay for it. She might not get what you think she would get, but she could get a pretty penny, perhaps. Let's just put it that way. And they're finding a lot of diamonds. Every couple of months, somebody comes up where they say they were at the crater of diamonds, and then you see the little picture of them holding it, and you realize, oh, they went to go hang out in the dirt and mine for these possibility of finding one of these little gems, and then they found it. And in her case, to find it after 10 minutes, wow, that's incredible. That's good. That's some good eyesight. I don't even know if I would know what it would look like. I'd be picking up hunks of rocks and thinking, is this it? Is this it? I'd have to have somebody, a handler with me, to tell me what has a chance and what has no chance whatsoever. I guess there's ways to for sure tell, but I think there's also ways to think that you found something, you know, when you didn't. So you come away maybe frustrated unless you get lucky and it's obvious. But there have been a lot of finds there. I mean, a lot of finds. So I think it's cool that people go there and they're expecting they're going to be one of the lucky people. And then so often they are. Absolutely. Remember Zelda? You do. If you played Nintendo, at all, you know about Zelda. And Nintendo is bringing Legend of Zelda to smartphones. So a whole bunch of new kids can be introduced to Zelda. They're doing this mobile game based on its popular series, The Legend of Zelda. And what are the specifics of it? They just really believe it's going to be on fire. That the hero Link has to help Princess Zelda in defending her land. And it's, you know, you think about Nintendo launching Super Mario Brothers for $9.99. And now where are we when it comes to gaming? Could not be bigger in some circles. But the fact that it's mobile, everything is going mobile. So, of course, it's going mobile. And I bet you it'll probably do pretty well. The Legend of Zelda. You never know what you're going to hear on America Tonight, from mining for diamonds to a Nintendo character, let's put it that way. We're bouncing back to D.C. next here on America Tonight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Round the final couple of turns here for this hour of America Tonight. So as we kind of zig and zag in a few different directions, we go right back to Washington. And we go back to Washington because a lot of conversation is centering around what I brought up at the top, intelligence classified, tweeted out by Trump. What does that mean? Sources are saying Trump shared classified info with the Russians. So forget the Twitter part of it. Now, the White House is saying that Trump didn't discuss sources but revealed info. And what does that mean? Intelligence slip-ups, are they going to be the straw that the Democrats say broke the camel's back or no? Here's what I've gleaned about this. It's the Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador we're talking about. So what these unofficial sources are telling media people is that, and the Washington Post broke the story, that the president shared top secret information with the Russian foreign minister. He didn't directly, you know, supposedly, he didn't, the president didn't feed this story, of course, to the press. And there is some disagreement as to how far the president went, but the intelligence relates to what the special access program is, or SAP, and it covers some of the most classified information as protected by security protocols and all of that. So you would think that that wouldn't be an issue. The White House scrambling to respond to the report through the statements of H.R. McMaster, which we heard from Justin Duckham at the beginning of this hour. He ran to scramble to go get those. Trump's national security advisor, who participated in the meeting, was out there to speak with reporters. He said, at no time were intelligence sources or methods discussed, and the president did not disclose any military operations that weren't already publicly known. That's what he's saying. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson released a statement as well on Monday, late Monday, saying that Trump discussed a broad range of subjects with the Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov and Russian ambassador Kislyak at one point in the White House. And especially the meeting with Foreign Minister Lavrov, because they talked about a lot of different subjects. What were the specific violations, or why is there this thread that there was these violations? That's the curiosity. McMaster had said before that Trump and the Russian officials discussed common threats. So I don't know that they'll ever nail that anyway. I mean, how will they? They have to have hardcore evidence. You can plant the seeds of doubt, but you have to have the evidence to be able to convict. And it doesn't sound like there is a lot of evidence here. Or maybe there is, and it just hasn't been released. There's just all this speculation. And that speculating game, we understand that here on the show, don't we? You can speculate till you're blue in the face, and then sometimes the evidence comes out in a much different direction than you think it's going to come out in. So a lot of people holding their breath over what McMaster is saying, don't play us for idiots, over the White House saying Trump didn't discuss sources, but revealed that info came out of them. So that's, what does that mean? A Republican senator, so it's not just the Democrats pouncing. Republican Congress is a little bit exacerbated and exhausted over some of what's being discussed. So they are barely in the door on Monday, and now they've got another sensitive thing to deal with. Tennessee Republican Bob Corker said the wave of negative stories related to Trump and intelligence meant the White House is in a downward spiral. Do you think that's true? Does it feel like a downward spiral of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? And you don't have to be Democrat, Republican, whatever, to weigh in on this. You're just an American, right? You don't have to have a stripe to weigh in. But you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. There's questions. There's absolutely questions. And they have no way to know, what's out, what's not out. They want an explanation. I think Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, is saying he wants a full explanation of the facts from the administration. Susan Collins, a Maine senator, put her party's frustrations in a comment to reporters saying, can we have a crisis-free day? That's all I'm asking. Senator Lindsey Graham, leading one of four congressional investigations into Russia's meddling in the U.S. elections, rather, said he wasn't sure yet if Trump had leaked any intelligence to the Russians, noting that other stories have been inaccurate. And see, I agree with that. It's easy to gravitate toward the hot headline, but try to nail this down. I tried today with my pal from the Pentagon, nothing. I mean, he said it's as tight as a drum, and it's almost like not in some circles. It's just like, eh. It's not shocking. It's not this amazing conversation around the water cooler that you can't get away from. You can't peel yourself off of it. So I would say the same thing that Graham says. You absolutely have to have the evidence, and reporters know that. You can hear things from great sources, but if they're not on the record, and you have nothing to hang on that, whether you think it happened, but if you can't nail it, you can't nail it. They've got to have the evidence. That's why there's three different investigations going on. So somebody maybe comes up with something, or they don't come up with something. And there's a very good chance that they don't come up with something. Great chance of that. I love it when a mouthpiece from the Middle East decides, oh, it's my time now. So Osama bin Laden's son is vowing to avenge his father's death, as al-Qaeda is apparently making a comeback. I read two different stories about this, and it just shudders down my spine. Of course there's offspring, and of course they're saying revenge for my father's death. And then death to Americans. Don't you think he is being watched? I would say, yeah. Kid or no kid, there are people watching. But his son is calling for those attacks. And we have seen in the last decade some really horrific, cowardly acts. And I would hate for those statements to rally just the right lone wolf terrorist or whomever, to go out there and feel like, oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's get some revenge. Let's get it happening now. And it's like so many other tapes and conversations. He looks just like an innocent kid. Just like an innocent kid. But al-Qaeda is making a bounce back. So let's see, keep score. How many terrorist threats are there to the U.S.? That's a question I can't answer for sure. I don't know about you. Always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, and thanks for listening to ATN.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.